Welcome to Hammer Down! Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Corporate Thunderdome. I am Tony.
And a baby child.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's Canadian station. He's Beard Wonder. Why? Receivers.
What's going on, dude?
I like the fucking angle. We need that. Close. We need that fucking angle more. Otter, how are we?
Doing really good, Tony. Doing really good.
Fucking, you look like
Shaka, bro.
You look like that that prairie dog that fucking pokes its head up in the camera.
Oh, all right. my bad. I clicked the wrong button, but I kind of like this angle now.
Right now, we got fucking 3-2 Germany over Costa Rica. The over of 3.5 fucking hit. I didn't think it'd be the fucking 6 minutes ago. It was 2-1 Costa Rica.
We need a goal from Spain here. We can't have Germany going out. That side is, I mean, who is left on that side?
Japan is up 2-1. Over Spain. So as of right now,
Japan through, Spain through.
Yes, Japan would be the one with 6 points. Spain would be the two with 4 points. Yeah. Germany also has 4 points, but their goal differential is...
Yeah, they'd need to win 11-2 now.
Correct.
Yeah,
it seems like that's going to be a tall task here in the last six minutes.
Yeah,
lots of time left.
Goodbye,
Germany.
But if Spain draws even,
then Germany's through.
No, the goal differential aren't... Well, it would go to Germany and Japan would have the same goal differential. But then does it go to goals for? Germany would go...
Yeah.
Then I think Germany would go because they have 5 goals. Japan has 4. When does it go to yellow cards?
How do we end up in this fucking mess, dude?
I don't know. An absolute fucking mess.
Japan, man. Crazy. Listen, goals.
They play fucking solid.
First goal was a snipe, and the second one went out the back, and they just, I mean.
Yeah, what was that?
Gump might have more to say.
I don't know. I literally stared at that picture for 15 minutes, and I don't know how that wasn't ruled out.
I don't understand how they go to VAR, and the VAR is just like, here's an image that is completely inconclusive.
You know what was the kicker yesterday? Like, everyone's bitching about VAR because they're getting to, like, see what it's actually like all the time, which is kind of sweet for me because I bitch about it a lot.
Yeah.
Like, Griezmann's goal yesterday... Like, that's not offside, dude.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
Yeah. I mean, the...
Like, the guy on the other player had a chance to head the ball out. Heads it to Griezmann. Oh. Griezmann scores. Like, that's not offside, dude. The guy had a chance to clear it.
Spain just had a good chance. But they don't... I mean, Spain... They don't have to be pushing right now, right? Like, there's no reason.
No, not really.
Unless they want the one.
Which means they want Croatia.
Did Croatia come in second in their group? Is that what happened this morning?
Morocco won the group.
Yeah, Belgium's out.
Morocco might make short work of the Spanish side, I will say that.
The Moroccans are playing fucking good football.
Yeah, Canada actually took it to Morocco the entire second half.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, they could. It was 2-0 early, fucking...
I wouldn't count out the Spaniards against Morocco, boys.
No, I was being facetious.
I wouldn't have counted out the Spaniards against Japan, though, either.
Yeah. I'm worried about Hrvatska.
You should be.
With Japan.
You fucking should be.
Lukaku having a rough go today.
We will dive into more World Cup later for tomorrow's games. We have today, what is today, Thursday? Thursday Night Football.
Ever heard of it?
NBA, NHL, College Basketball, World Cup. Tomorrow's Picks Friday.
What?
Picks Friday.
Is that college football game tomorrow before? It's before we start, huh? Is it?
Buffalo?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Is it still like Buffalo just giant favorite?
They should be because they're playing for a bowl game.
Oh.
And Akron is not. What?
So I just feel like I've been in this spot before. Okay. And I've taken the Buffalo side in a similar spot like this.
And then it's been a letdown?
And then it's Akron Super Bowl all of a sudden. Yep. Give me Akron plus the 11.
Okay.
All right.
End it on a high note. Something to build on. Cover.
Bob, you taking anything in that one?
Yeah, I'll go with Buffalo. Thank you very much.
Akron got Coach Ball. Joe Mo.
Okay, so
they got a new coach?
No, he's been there all year. It's his first year there.
Oh.
He was the offensive coordinator at Penn State with McSorley and Saquon.
Akron has not been a good football team.
Of the RPO.
2-9 this year. Buffalo wins. They're bowl eligible.
Yeah.
Well, I'm hoping that he can architect up some fucking points because I'm betting the over one last. Listen, actually, Bruce, I still have another action game. But
you say
Buffalo has lost three straight, though.
Yeah, I know you say this may be Akron Super Bowl.
Might be.
But it also could be, this could be a season where they just want to get the fuck out of there and go home.
That's true, too, but Coach Joe Moorhead is building something in Akron. It's year one. He's got to get his guys in there.
You're right.
Of course.
The record says otherwise.
He needs, because this is essentially a primetime game.
Yes, it is.
Ipso facto. Sort of.
I don't want to take
it. It's a standalone.
I don't want to take it at all.
Take Akron.
Have to, dude. It's the Mac on Friday morning.
One last dog from the Mac.
I don't know where I'm going yet with that one.
You're awesome. You're going to have to make a play on this, Tony.
I will. I just don't know what it is yet.
Take the under.
No.
That way somebody has a winner.
Oh, yeah. That's not the way I want to go. All right, tonight, Bills, 3.5 at the Patriots. 43.5 is the total. Pretty even, kind of an even matchup here as far as if you look at the statistics. We'll say Buffalo primarily likes to pass. They pass the ball 60% of the time, 5th in yards per pass, 3rd in yards per game. New England's passing defense, 6th yards per pass and 9th in yards per game. On the other side, New England runs the ball. Yards per rush, 26th. Buffalo's rush defense is 9th. Buffalo's had their way as of late with the Patriots. Vaughn on the IR. I'm going to go.
They're getting some edge guys back, though.
Yeah.
Gregory Russo.
AJ Espinosa.
See.
I am going to go. Well, let me get the exact odds for you. I'm not sure I love how FanDuel has changed their alternate spread stuff.
Thingamagab?
They have like two different sides
now.
Yeah,
you got to really look at which team's which up top.
Yes, correct. Oh, 2.5.
I think net-net it is better.
2.5 is minus 174. I'm not going to do that. I don't want to do that.
Take 3.
Three and a hook.
Lay it. If you're going to lay it.
Lay it.
Oh. I'll lay 3.
Or lay the 200 like Chris Sales on the bump at Fenway.
I'm going to lay 3.5 with fucking Buffalo.
Let's go, Tony.
They've just had their way lately.
True.
Paul?
Bills covered 1-5 on the road. Bills covered 1-5 overall. Bills covered 1-5 versus teams with a winning record. Give me the Pats at home getting points. Thank you.
Bruce?
I, too, am on the Pats at home getting points. We'll light off some pyro for the kick. It'll be completely smoked at on Amazon Prime. Key to me is the Patriots' red zone defense being, I think, basically the best in the league. Mm-hmm. And that being a slight weak point of the Bills' offense. Uh-huh. I think Bill Belichick, as they say in Hrvatska.
Sure.
Probably had some tricks up his sleeve that he's been cooking up, getting ready for this Bills offense. I'm excited to see it, and I think they keep it close. I also absolutely love the boost, Josh Allen, 40-plus. Rush yards, Ramondre Stevenson, 60-plus rush yards, and Isaiah McKenzie, 25-plus.
Yep.
I added Josh Allen TD and Ramondre Stevenson TD for my no-sweat same-game parlay.
Which is a thing right now.
Yep.
Yep. I also am just kind of feeling, just got a little Stephon Diggs having a big night feeling.
Okay.
Maybe like a last drive where he catches every ball and easily hits his overs.
Okay.
Let's go.
Got a feeling.
Okay.
You got a feeling.
Those are, all very good. Hey, those are all. You know what you did there? What you did there is good.
Yeah, I really enjoy Monday Night Football and Thursday Night Football because it's pretty straightforward. You can just look at one game.
That is how it works, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great.
It's a good point.
You can really get under the covers.
Otter, what are you doing tonight?
You know what, Tony? I was looking at this one long and hard, and it's very, very, very hard for me not to take the Patriots money line at home in the division. Big game. Bruce was talking about how Akron probably playing for their Super Bowl. It's not obviously the Patriots Super Bowl, but this game means a lot more to the Patriots. They do need to get this win.
Playoff type atmosphere.
Yeah. Playoff type atmosphere. I think it is going to be a playoff type game for Bill Belichick, or Belichick, I guess is how you say it. So let's go. I'm going Patriots money line.
Okay. Japan has gone through. Spain has gone through.
Come on. That's huge.
That doesn't affect us.
Croatia's got a fucking cakewalk.
Yeah, they got a clean ride.
Who do they have?
They have Japan now. Well, and then,
fucking be careful.
Yeah, no, you're right. But
fucking be careful.
But, you know, Croatia's a classy, classy group. They're not going to let Japan get those shots off outside of the box like that.
Maybe.
Croatia shows up in those games in the knockout round. They ain't losing those.
They know how to wear you down mentally, physically, psychologically.
I'm intrigued on the Socceroos against Argentina.
Yeah, shout out to Socceroos. You know what would be an all-time is if the Steelers get by Netherlands.
Here we go. The last six going to the Super Bowl. Here we go.
U.S. gets by the fucking Netherlands and loses to the fucking Socceroos.
That was awesome.
We're not dropping to the Socceroos.
We're doing that.
Who's going to score for Team USA is my big question.
I don't know. Give me the guy with the red, white, blue hair.
He's banged up.
Fucking Wes McKinney's due for one.
Yeah. Yeah. He is.
I mean, Weah did slot that chance.
He did.
True.
Weah's had, he would have had two.
This I think the main takeaway is you're not giving up goals. You pitched two shutouts in a row. Like,
yep.
You got a chance. You got a chance.
You heard fucking Tony Miola say it.
Turner's good on penalties, too, if it goes that far. I mean, Netherlands keeper's good, too. But that's an interesting matchup.
How was 86 games last night?
Ooh, I got smacked.
That'll happen when there's that many games.
I lost three games by 2 points.
Went 2-1. UNC let me down at Indiana.
Did they lose to IU?
Yeah.
Hey, UNC.
By a lot.
IU cruised.
They are reeling.
Michigan State got walked by Notre Dame.
Dude, I actually watched that game, and Notre Dame, I texted good Foxy because I felt bad because I bet on Michigan State. Notre Dame hit, I think, 7 threes in a row or some shit. They played the best first half I've ever watched a college basketball team play.
Couldn't miss, dude. Couldn't miss.
Fuck.
Which turns us to?
Tonight.
Tonight.
Not as big of a slate tonight. I know there's some fucking, I know fucking Texas and Creighton's a big one.
Yeah, I'm kind of shied away from the big ones tonight. Let's get back to what we do best.
Yes.
Yes. Youngstown State.
Yeah.
Moneyline
at Penguins.
Kentucky.
Yes.
Fairfield moneyline at Manhattan. Give me Mount St. Mary's plus 3.5 at St. Peter's. And then I'm going to lay 6.5 with Arizona at Utah. I love this Arizona team. They are playing very good basketball, my friend.
Okay. Bruce, you got anything tonight?
I am on Texas. A little chalky, obviously, but Moody has been rocking. And Creighton, they shoot the lights out, but, you know, I think the physicality, the athleticism of Texas should be enough for them to pull away and win by, you know, that 9-12 range and cover there. How about Seton Hall catching 10.5 at Kansas? tall task.
How about it?
They've been struggling a bit early, but I think Seton Hall brings their lunch pails on the defensive end tonight and keeps it within 10. How about Stanford?
How about them?
UCLA.
You fucking tell me.
UCLA Bruins coming into town. How about the plus 6.5? A little nightcap for you.
Okay.
A little shot of whiskey in the Stanford Cardinals.
How about NBA tonight, Mitt?
There is one game. It's not the best game of all time. Dallas Mavericks going to the Detroit Pistons. I couldn't really pick a side here. I was also looking at it. The over-under is 221. Juice to the under. So I'm taking the over, 220. Yeah, that's kind of it. There's not really much going on. I think Luka 30 points is a very safe bet every night. That's really it. That's the only thing I'm taking.
Okay. World Cup tomorrow, pal. Are you guys gonna? You guys have any other NBA?
I'm gonna take the Pistons.
Okay.
Jaden Ivey's questionable. Cade Cunningham is out, so they might just have no gun to fire. But the Knicks just beat them by 30 in Detroit. They're in Detroit again. They are historically at least 500 at the spread at home. It's a facto Pistons plus the 8.5.
Okay. Anything for you, pal?
No, nothing NBA tonight.
Okay. World Cup tomorrow. The 10 a.m.s, South Korea, Portugal, Ghana, Uruguay. Portugal's through. And they have South Korea. So then it pretty much Ghana, if Ghana gets a draw, they're in against Uruguay. Am I seeing that right?
Yeah.
Uruguay, were you higher on Uruguay coming in?
Yeah, I still think they get through here, Tony. I got Uruguay money line against Ghana. I think they'll I hope they start Suarez instead of Cavani, but they haven't been able to score, but I think they'll do enough to get through here, Tony.
Okay, so Uruguay, if they get the win, they obviously jump Ghana, and they just have to avoid a win from South Korea.
Yeah, and then I don't think Cristiano might be out tomorrow.
Yeah, like Portugal doesn't really have to.
So they just sit him?
No.
Like Portugal is the one going through as long as Ghana doesn't beat Uruguay by 4, I think. Or,
yeah.
Well, depending on the goal difference, how it ends up. But yeah, similar.
I don't know. I'm going to stay away from that one, Tony. I'd like to take Portugal, but it feels like what France did against Tunisia. You know what I mean? Like,
very, very much so. And then the last one, Brazil is through. So it really comes down to Switzerland versus the Serbs.
Yeah, well, I think Switzerland's a very good price at draw, no bet.
They just have to draw.
You can even take them at freaking, I think they're like plus 150 money line, dude. I think the Swiss do enough to beat Serbia tomorrow.
Well, if Cameroon beats Brazil and Switzerland draws, they would both have 4.
Yeah. Serbia is the favorite in that game, which shocks me. Switzerland plus 170 money line, or if you want to be on the safe side, draw no bet, minus 116 is very good value for Swiss.
If the Serbs win like 2-0, they have a chance. All those teams have a chance.
They've been kind of stinking it up, though. Sir, I like Switzerland as well. I also, how about both teams to score in Ghana, Uruguay? Minus 106.
I don't hate that.
Don't hate that, no.
I don't hate that at all.
Bit of a wide open one, perhaps. Might just be these games, these 2 p.m. games getting juices flowing for me.
They are. I mean, those are fucking getting the juices flowing.
Sure are. World Cup, baby.
Hey, we are.
Summer would have been awesome, but it's still cool, I guess.
Yeah, we're in it now.
It's just going to be, we got England at fucking 11 a.m. here, right in the middle of fucking NFL. Like,
well, yeah, and then the U.S. is Saturday, right in the middle of game day.
Yeah.
10 o'clock Saturday morning.
Fucking really?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 TV setups, so it'll be all right.
Oh, fuck that. I'm just not going to watch the soccer game.
U.S. is now plus 180. Were they plus 320 the other day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus 300. They're plus 1. Well, I guess it's risk for...
We don't have to. We don't have to win, right?
Yes, we have to.
but important little what? Soccer 101.
Here we go.
The plus 180 loses at the 90-minute mark.
Yeah. Now this one.
Also, I'm so confused.
In the knockout round.
Oh, we're in the knockout round.
If you lose.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know we were in the fucking knockout round. It's confusing. This whole thing is confusing to me.
Well, I mean, it could
come
be.
Come on. Shit, I'm on the wrong thing.
Well, I mean, we talk it out every day.
We do. USA plus one. Argentina. Well, it's getting a little chilly.
Sounds like Mitch just found out.
You know what I had?
Yeah, he did.
You know what I had for lunch today?
Fucking gazpacho.
Some iceberg lettuce wine.
Argentina is minus 1600 against Australia. France is minus 1200 against Poland. England's $5 favorites against Senegal. Those are the lines that are up and hot. Nicky Skates, how are we?
How we doing? How we doing?
Good. How we doing? How we doing?
All right. 1-1 last night.
Fucking even, Steve.
What are you going to do?
Fucking.
What are you going to do? McDavid put on a show.
Did he?
I honestly forget the other game that I had.
How many did McDavid have?
He had at least one. Did he have two?
Did he have two? I don't know.
He had one. One was sick. He just decided, okay, yeah, he's I'm going to blow right by that fucking guy.
I didn't even look at my fucking.
No, he only won.
Son of a bitch.
Dreisaitl had two.
It was always fucking Dreisaitl.
It's always the rat.
They were both plus 400.
Leon Dreisaitl.
They were both plus 400 in that situation. Okay. NHL tonight. Let me see. What do we have here? What kind of slate we got here? Good slate?
It's a big slate. Not necessarily a great one, but it's a big
one. This is classic NHL. Mm-hmm. Launch are at the Sabres. Sabres are 150 home puppies.
Yeah, the Sabres almost blew it last night. Held on. So they played last night. They're allowing the fifth most goals per game.
Okay.
They had lost eight in a row recently. We talked about that a little bit. They've kind of picked it up, though. 3-1-1 since then. But since they're going against Colorado, who's a very good team, Alpha back-to-back, I will take the Lanch 60-minute money line for tonight.
Okay. Okay. Anything for you on that one, Bob?
No, thank you.
Okay. Preds are at the Devils. $2 favorites at home.
Big favorites. Preds are 5-1-1 their past seven, so they're playing much better than they were at the beginning of the year where they were in the doghouse. The Devils, obviously everyone knows at this point, they just can't stop winning. They've got the massive... 15 out of 17 or something like that, Gumpy? 15 out of 16. They're fourth in goals per game, second in goals against. They're 9-0 when Jack Hughes scores.
Okay, Jack Hughes.
Yeah, good player. Give me the Devils at home, 60-minute money line.
The Devils. Hell yeah.
That's right. Oh, fucking Knights are in the fucking...
Yeah, bad slate my ass. This is a tasty one. Going to stay away from this one.
What?
What do you mean? What?
Come on, dog.
90% of the money's on the Guidos. Make it 23, brother.
Brother.
23%?
Yeah. I got to see it. Chris Letang's out and definitely with the stroke. Obviously, T's and P's to him. Hope he makes the recovery. It's supposed to be not career threatening, so he's supposed to come back. But it's going to be tough to win against a team like the Knights without your number one guy. I'm assuming Jeff Petrie will be running the power play, which I do like. I do like that change because Letang
Petrie's is a little
careless
dog
on the power play.
He's always been a little
careless. But I assume Logie Thompson's going to go for the Knights. Jari is going for the Pens. I'm just going to kick my feet back and just enjoy this one.
Sure. Lightning are at the Flyers. Are they wearing punts?
I'm not sure. This would be a good game.
How are they wearing punts or not?
Are they in the punts?
Who knows, dude? Flyers stink right now.
They do stink. And Steven Stamkos is 1 point away from 1,000 career points. So give me the Tampa Bay Lightning money line tonight. 60-minute money line, that is.
He might pull down some punts tonight.
I can't see if they're wearing the fucking punts.
We'll probably take a flyer on Stammer to score as well.
Nettagino.
If someone can let me know if they're wearing the pants tonight, I will take the flyer.
Doesn't matter. Stammer's netting a Gino, Tony.
Coils are at the Wild. Wild are $1.60 favorites.
Yeah, Coils played a bit of a back and forth, but they were mostly in control of the game against Chicago last night. Both these teams are 5-5 in their last 10. McDavid leads the league with 41 points. Dreisaitl's in second, right behind him.
Classic Dreisaitl.
Then you got the Wild.
Always second fiddle.
The Wild. As I mentioned, Edmonton played last night. The Wild are well rested. They haven't played since Sunday.
The Wild.
Kirill Kaprizov, Kirill the Thrill, yeah. 7-game point streak. I'm so aware. He's the guy to look out for there.
Yeah.
I will take Edmonton money line straight up here.
Ooh.
Okay.
Off the back to back. I think they got more offensive firepower. I don't trust the Wild.
Give me the Wild.
Oh.
Bruce is getting wild.
Wild. I think Marc-Andre Fleury can take care of McDavid and the boys.
Sure. Maybe. 20,000 screaming Kaniacs goal to
hell yeah.
The Blues, Blues, Blues.
Blues, Blues,
Blues. Line.
Who? Who?
Kane's money line.
Okie dokie.
Okay. Kane's won their last two after a 5-game winless streak, but they haven't scored more than 3 goals in 9 straight games. So offense is hard to come by right now for Carolina. Sure. The Blues are in the midst of a 1-3-0 stretch after they had kind of figured things out. I'm staying away from this one. Sounds like you guys
Come on, dude.
Come on.
Come over. Come on.
Not doing it.
On the fucking Kaniacs, brother.
Auntie Ranta and net for the Kaniacs, it sounds like.
Beautiful.
Against Spinner.
Oh,
even better.
Give me Blues, Blues, Blues.
Stars are $3 favorites against the Ducks.
Yeah, give me Dallas puck line here. Robo's got a 17. He's got a 16-game point streak. He's trying to fucking get a 17. Robo. Give me the Stars. Texas Hawks.
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen it, but reports out of the NHL, Dallas Stars, perennial Stanley Cup contender. Give me Stars minus 1.5.
Texas hockey.
Texas hockey.
Texas hockey.
Also, $3 favorites are the Flames at home against the Canadiens.
Tough barn.
Tough barn.
I'm trying to find out if they're wearing the pants tonight for the Flyers.
Don't worry, I'll take care of the pants.
It is throwback night in Philly. I have to assume they're wearing the pants.
They
are certainly wearing the
Flyers.
Pants.
Between the goddamn lines, dude.
Throwback. Give me Flyers. I'll take the. I'm not going to get greedy here. Nope. Give me money line. Plus 184.
So yeah. They just warm up in the ponds, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but wait, maybe on throwback
night. No, the league won't let them play in the ponds.
What? It's a bunch of bullshit.
Fucking play in the ponds. Flames, no one. Canadians, $3.
Yeah, I'm not touching it. Okay. It's Flames are having trouble scoring.
If I would have said this line last year, Powell's head would have exploded. Fucking Panthers are at the Coors.
The Panthers are the Cougars. They are winless in their last 3 and just 1 win in their last 7. Cougars, however, outside of that massacre against the Caps the other night, 5-1 in the last 6. And Luke Shen, listen to this, Luke Shen.
Okay, is that Braden's brother?
That is Braden's brother. 2,937 career hits. He's 9 away from tying Brooks Orpik's NHL record for most hits by a D-man.
Holy shit.
Didn't know Orpik had that record. But
floor.
Fucking,
let the body
you don't remember the shift?
I remember the shift. I just didn't know he had the record for.
He had 200 hits on that shift.
Pretty much. I will take.
Fucking figure it out.
Who
is he going tonight? Who do we got?
3-9-2.
Are you taking somebody or not?
Yeah, I'm taking the Cougars.
Are you taking somebody or not?
Holy shit! I wasn't going to, but I won't let a man die alone. Here we go again.
Hottest team in the league are hosting the Capitals. Kraken are -120.
Yeah, Ovi's warming up. He had two the other night. I'm staying away from this one.
Yeah, he's never been to the.
Nah, give me the Kraken, dude. Yeah, someone's got to put the Capitals.
Ovi's never scored at the Crack House.
Yeah,
fucking
the Crack, which scares me even more. That guy can't do anything. So
Gruber's in net for the Kraken.
Ooh, Hans.
Oh, that's a good point. Grubauer might be upset that Germany is eliminated from the World Cup. Give me the Kraken. I will take
the Kraken. Give me the Kraken.
Give me the Kraken, the Kraken, the Kraken.
I'm on the Kraken.
I'm worried about the Ohio Bobcats on Saturday.
No, I'm
kidding. Cleveland stinks. all right. Thank you, Nikki Skates.
Last one.
Arizona. Coyotes are in the... LA.
Do the right thing here.
What's the right thing, Mitt?
What do you think? What do you think the right thing is?
I'm actually not going to touch it. I just want to tell you that LA lost 9-8 in overtime the other night. Put their goalie on waivers, canceled practice and team activities. So they're in a bit of a downward spiral right now.
Do we buy that, though? Is that like a let's go, boys?
Well, it's either going to jumpstart them or it's going to do absolutely nothing and they will continue the tailspin that they're in. Meanwhile, Arizona, in the 11th game of a 14-game road trip, they've lost 6 of their last 7. It's not a lot to like about either of these teams. Maybe it's a bounce back point for LA, but it's still a lot to lay to get anything.
Who wants it more?
Who does want it?
So maybe you're looking at Arizona upset tonight, plus 215.
Okay.
Ooh.
I'll take them. Good luck out there. Good luck out there.
Good luck.
Some news.
News and notes.
Justin Fields, full participant today at practice.
Hell yeah. He'll
be playing on Sunday. He showed up for work this week, Mitt.
Yeah, Janet. Were you a full participant in practice today, Mitt?
We didn't have practice today. We had a couple games.
I'm just gonna
walk through. Mike's still on.
What are we looking at? So round of 16 so far, we got Netherlands, USA, Argentina, Australia, France, Poland, England, Senegal, Japan, Croatia, Morocco, Spain.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I do crackers top to bottom.
I do have some unfortunate news about the England game that I'm not too happy about.
What's going on, dude?
Let me find it. Hold on.
Is Harry Kane fit?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Is Harry Kane fit?
Is Harry Kane fit? Is Rashford fit?
I wouldn't put it out of them to change where this game is or where this game is on. England is... Where are we?
They're playing Senegal.
Bro, what does that mean?
England is 12 wins out of 16 when they play on the BBC.
Okay.
They are 2 wins out of 15 when they play on ITV. The game against Senegal is on ITV this Sunday.
Oh, no. Are they changing?
I don't know why it's not on the BBC 1, the BBC 2, the BBC 3.
The BBC, BBC 4, okay. BBC Let's 5.
Put it on the goddamn BBC so we can win, please.
Okay.
That's a bunch of malarkey.
That is.
Why would you do that?
This is a national interest.
What are the chances? Fuck, I'd love for the U.S. to play the Socceroos.
That would be sweet, but I don't see it.
I don't see it either.
It feels like Argentina might have hit their stride here.
Yeah, them fucking just being able to go that entire game might have.
Yeah.
Well, they got the Energizer Bunny out there.
Who?
Lionel.
He does.
They got, you know what it is about them that I like about them? It feels like they got some dogs around Messi, whereas in years past it was just like more talent, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
sure.
Like some guys that are up for a fight.
Yep.
I fucking get that.
I'm proud of the Croatian.
That's what England lacked against the States. Like Mason Mount wasn't up for a fight. That's why Jordan Henderson's in now. He's always up for a fight. Captain Courageous.
Hell yeah.
Could you imagine if Pulisic now I'm getting stuck in between Pulisic. if he just nets one every game and U.S. goes to the final.
That'd be awesome.
That's the only really way, I think, is if Pulisic nets one every single game.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Picks Friday.
Hey, Armstead might be in, huh?
Oh, really?
Here we go. Yeah.
Here we go.
I'm going back and forth on that one.
Well, tomorrow we'll find out if you're on
snip,
either
snap,
side.
Snap, 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 snap.
Or you just stay away.
Gumby, who are you rooting for?
Who am I rooting for?
49ers.
Your AFC team versus your NFC team, dude.
No, I mean, come on. You know where I lie in my head at night. It's the Finns, baby.
All right.
I kind of like the Finns getting 3.5 if Armstead's in.
Okay.
Me too.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Die.